Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Beis and parak Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Says the Mishnah Ba'arba Prakim Ha'olam Nidon. There are four times when the world is judged. Ba'Pesach Ala Tvua. It is judged on Pesach for the success of the grain for that year, because Pesach is the time when grain ultimately begins to ripen. As the Bartanura points out, on the second day of Pesach, we are obligated to bring the carbon omer, which is made of barley. And the purpose of this carbon is to show Hashem we rely on Him for grain, and we are asking Him for a successful harvest. So by ordering us to bring this carbon on Pesach, the Torah is informing us that Pesach is the time when Hashem determines the success of our grain for that year. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ba'atzeres al peiro se'ilan, and Shavuos, we are judged for the fruits of the tree, because that is when fruits begin to ripen. And Shavuos, we are commanded to bring the carbon of the Shtei HaLechem, two loaves of bread, which consist of wheat. The Tana of our mission is classifying wheat as a tree, because according to him, the Eitz Hadas, as the Gemara describes in Maseches Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin, the Eitz Hadas in Gan Eden was actually wheat. And the fact that we bring a carbon on a Shavuos indicates that this is the time when Hashem decides the quantity and the quality of how much our trees are going to produce for this particular year. Continuing in the Mishnah with the day that I'm sure most of us are all familiar with, Rosh Hashanah, called Bei Olam Over Lifnei Lifanov Kivnei Maron. On Rosh Hashanah, on the first of Tishrei, all those who have entered the world, meaning all human beings, pass before Hashem like sheep before their shepherd, and Hashem judges them for life or death based on who we are, based on the lives that we lead, based on what we are doing in our time. Shnemar, as the Pasuk tells us in Sefer Tehillim, Hayotzer Yachad Libam Hamevin El Kol Maaseyem, that Hashem sees their hearts together and understands all of their deeds. As the Bartanura says, even though they pass in front of Hashem one by one, He sees them all at the exact same time. Finishing off the Mishnah, Uvachag Nidon and Alamayim, and on the festival of Yom Tov of Sukkot, the world is judged for water because the rainy season begins soon afterwards. And like we discussed in Maseches Sukkah, that's very much based on the Nisuch HaMayim that we did in the Beis Hamikdash, pouring water on the Mizbech. The Torah uses that to teach us that Hashem in fact judges us on water on the Yontif of Sukkot. Continuing now with Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, as we begin discussing the next significant portion of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, 17 Mishnayos to be exact, are going to discuss the halachas of Kiddush HaChodesh, which literally means to sanctify, to designate, to make holy the new month each and every month. From the time of the Torah through the times of the Mishnah, and even later, the beginning of the month, what we refer to as Rosh Chodesh, the very first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael received, the mitzvah of Chodesh is Elachem Rosh Chodeshim. Rosh Chodesh was not determined by a fixed calendar. People who saw the first appearance of the moon, as we're going to learn now in the Mishnayos, they would go before Beis Din, the three judges who were members of the Sanhedrin Gadol, the great assembly of judges in Yerushalayim, and the witnesses would tell the judges what they had seen. Based on the witnesses' testimony, the judges would then decide whether that day is Rosh Chodesh or not. But half of the Masechta that we're about to learn in Maseches Rosh Hashanah is devoted to this discussion, to this topic of Kiddush HaChodesh. Says the Mishnah, again, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Al Shisha Chadashim Hashluchin Yotin. For each of the following 6 months, the messengers of the Beis Din would go out to tell those who live far from Yerushalayim which day was Rosh Chodesh. Al Nisan b'nei Pesach, for they would go out on Nisan because of the Yontif of Pesach. Everyone had to know when Pesach was. Again, it all goes by the Jewish calendar. So if Pesach is the 15th of Nisan, people got to know when Rosh Chodesh is to count when Pesach is. Al Av b'nei Atayinis, they would go out for the month of Av because they have to know when Tisha B'Av is. Again, Tisha B'Av is the 9th of Av. They have to know when Tisha B'Av, when Rosh Chodesh Av is. Al Elul b'nei Rosh Hashanah, they would go out on Elul because of Rosh Hashanah, so they can't go out on... It's not going to help if they go out on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah. The first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. They have to go out on the first of Elul in order to know, okay, we got to count now a month from Elul to know when Rosh Hashanah is. Al Tishrei, Mipnei Tekanas HaMoedot, and they go out on Tishrei as well because of the various dates of the Yom Tovim, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, which both appear in the month of Tishrei. Al Kislev, Mipnei HaChanukah, They'd go out in the month of Kislev in order to know when Chanukah is, the 25th of Kislev. Got to know when Rosh Chodesh Kislev is. The Al Adar Mipnei HaPurim, and they would go out on Adar as well because of Purim. The 14th of Adar is Purim. Got to know. 14 days later is the Yontif of Purim. Ukshay Beis HaMikdash Kaim Yotzinafal Iyar Mipnei Pesach Katan. And when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, the Mishnah tells us the messengers went out for Iyar as well because they had to know when Pesach Sheni was. Again, Pesach Sheni is what happens when a person can't bring the regular Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach because they are Tamei. So there was a makeup date on the 14th of Iyar when they would have a chance to bring. So when the Beis HaMikdash was around and there was Korban Pesach, and the people need to know when they could bring this, the Pesach Katan, the Pesach Sheni, they would have to know when Rosh Chodesh Iyar is as well. Quick review. Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis taught us the four times in the world is judged. Pesach, we're judged for grain. On Shavuos, we're judged for the fruit of the trees. And Rosh Hashanah, we're judged just for who's going to live and who's going to die. The human beings are judged. The quarter of Pesach from Sefer Tehillim telling us that Hashem sees everyone's hearts and understands what everyone does and how we live. We think we're just, you know, living our own lives, but Hashem sees and knows everything. And then the Mishnah concludes by telling us that Sukkos, we are judged for water. And then on Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel taught us that there were six months, really, where we actually really, really needed to know when Rosh Chodesh was, so that we could count and know when the following following Yom Tovim were for or days of importance or for that particular month. On Nisan, we had to know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was for Pesach. We had to know when Rosh Chodesh Av was for Tisha B'Av. We had to know when Rosh Chodesh El was in order to know when Rosh Hashanah was a month later. And on Tishrei, we had to know because of Yom Kippur and because of Sukkot. We had to know Kislev for Chanukah. And when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, they also had to know when Iyar was, to know when to bring the Korban Pesach Sheni. Have a great day.